I'm Sean Mason from Charlotte, North Carolina. I play the piano. My music does convey that I'm from the South. It has that like very, very peak level of happiness, but that's always like strung down by some kind of force that brings things down. That's the South.
I'm Christian McBride, and this is Jazz Night in America. Welcome to another installment of our Young Blood series. For the past few weeks, we've been profiling artists under 30, shaking things up on the scene and creating their own sound. As we'll hear this hour, pianist Sean Mason's sound sometimes matches the way he speaks. Soft, calm, and thoughtful.
I don't like audiences covering their ears because it's too loud. I think music should be soft. It's more soft as in being sensitive to the way we're touching the instrument. I like to vamp. I like to stay in grooves.
Given Sean's attention to dynamics, you may not peg him as one who's into music that pushes the decibel threshold. But the night before we caught up with him, Sean was out raging in the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Like I went to this punk rock show in this like dive bar punk rock. Everybody was like super, super punk rock. I mean, it was unbelievable. I think live music is a great privilege that we as humans have to be able to experience.
Whether shoulder to shoulder in a sweaty dive on Saturday night or swaying in the pews on Sunday morning, Sean likes to honor the communal aspect of music, the visceral experience that celebrates dance. And that is something he picked up from playing in church at a young age coming up in North Carolina.
Church was a big part of my life growing up. I think my goal with every second that I create music during a set is for there to be dance and different kinds of dance, swing dancing, dance in like the pre-sections, and also dance in the form of a shout or whatever it needs to be. I want everything to dance.
Sean Mason has worked with drummer Herlin Riley, vocalist Catherine Russell, and trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. Saxophonist Branford Marsalis created the soundtrack for the Netflix film Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and hired Sean for the piano parts. He's just as comfortable playing in a groovy R&B setting as ragtime stride piano from the turn of the century. Sean reminds us that in the scheme of the history of mankind creating music, jazz is still new and modern.
I don't know what the word tradition means to me. It's so new. Like, my music, 90% of it, if I were to describe it, is influenced by music, old quote-unquote music, between 1920 and 1940. To me, that still lingers, like the feeling of, quote, ragtime or stride, like I was considered old music.
In 2018, Sean had moved to New York and began workshopping the Southern Suite.
The Southern Suite documents my journey in the South. It's not really a New York thing. It's really focused on the Southern experience. The whole suite is a big focus on melody and dance and groove. I grew up with groove. Groove is everything. It goes through a lot of changes. Even when we perform it live, it's different each time. This piece is ever-evolving.
When we recorded Sean and his trio on stage in 2021, it was for a virtual audience. A live stream from Dizzy's Club, and the suite was nearly done.
And I think we should all realize that things take time and things change. So yeah, this is a time capsule. Our recordings are of where we were mentally, where I was in the writing process. And things take years to write.
Let's get into some music. From the Live from Dizzy's virtual concert series, here's the Sean Mason Trio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean Mason Trio. Sean on piano, Buster Knowles on bass, Malcolm Charles on drums. They're playing some of Sean's original music, The Lagoon, and before that, Sean's theme, sketches of what would become his piece, The Southern Suite. When Jazz Night in America continues, we trace Sean's journey from Charlotte to New York, where he connected with another soft-spoken pianist from North Carolina, the late Frank Kimbrough.
Frank was like so much himself. He loved teaching. He loved the kids. He loved the students.
I'm Christian McBride. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America. This hour, another installment of our Youngblood series. Our chance to shine a light on some of the next generation of young trailblazing artists. Sean Mason was born in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1998. He began playing piano at age 13, learning songs by ear from Top 40 Radio and via what he calls YouTube University.
Hi guys, welcome back. So in this lesson, I wanted to show you a really cool method for constructing major and minor triads.
Being able to search something on YouTube, like what's a major chord, what's a minor chord, and then the algorithm kind of puts you to new videos, so you can just kind of figure some things out. I wouldn't say I was like so dependent on it, but it was such a great tool.
Sean says he practiced incessantly, 5, 6, 7 hours a day. That's what I'm talking about.
Until my mom like had to stop me. She got really tired of it around 10 o'clock at night.
In high school, he got involved in a summer jazz camp that eventually turned into a year-long workshop, Jazz Charlotte. There, Sean connected with local instructors like pianist Lavelle Bradford.
Hearing him play every Sunday, you know, Lavelle is a really bad cat.
When he was a junior, a spot opened up in Lavelle's church, and he asked Sean to join as both organist and pianist.
Within our church, it was, you know, gospel and both traditional and modern and things that would push his ear to hear different things.
That's Lavelle Bradford.
He was always a very quick learner, very professional and very astute, even at a very young age. So if the band had, you know, pieces of music that we had to learn for that Sunday, never had to worry about him having his part. He was always prepared, always on time. He just had those attributes as a young guy.
Why would I not learn the music for Sunday? Like, how could I come and not prepare it? Like, I found it disrespectful, just naturally. So I would just always, by habit, learn the music.
Even outside of the gospel setting, Lavelle remembered seeing Sean's comfort in jazz flourish and bloom.
I just remembered thinking to myself, I don't feel like I'm listening to a student. I feel like I'm listening to a professional musician. I'm like front row seat at a concert here.
Sean studied locally at UNC Greensboro before moving up to New York to study at Juilliard. There, he connected with Wynton Marsalis. In 2019, Wynton invited 16 young musicians, including Sean, to play on an all-Duke Ellington program at Rose Theater. Let's hear Sean and bassist India Owens in conversation on the Ellington piece, Dancers in Love.
Thank you.
Dancers in Love by Duke Ellington, performed by bassist India Owens and Sean Mason. India was one of many talented classmates Sean Mason connected with at Juilliard, but one of his most profound teachers there was pianist Frank Kimbrough.
Frank's also from North Carolina, and Frank was my private lesson instructor. I would see him twice a week. Me and Frank had a good relationship. We can both have two very big egos in certain situations. And so that was, it's just beautiful navigating. Because I'm a person of like, I love when people are themselves.
When the pandemic shut down in-person classes, Sean kept up his relationship with Professor Kimbrough.
He was such a kind guy. We would talk like every couple weeks or so during the pandemic. He would call, or I would call him. And he could talk for a long time, man. You have to sometimes stop him.
Then, just at the end of 2020, Frank tragically died at age 64. The entire jazz community was shocked, especially his students like Sean.
Still breaks my heart that we lost him so early and at a time that everybody was going through so much craziness and uncertainty. And it didn't hit me until I walked in Juilliard. That's when it hit me, when I walked down the hallway of where, like, Frank would always stand on that hallway, talk to the students. So he would be on that fifth floor, and then, you know, I walk in the fifth floor, I was like, oh my God, it's hitting me, you know. But Frank was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spirit.
To honor Frank's legacy, one of Frank's former students, Elon Mailer, set up a project for his label, Nouvelle Records. It featured 67 musicians, all performing music written by the late pianist. Shaw was invited to participate alongside a group of other Kimbrough associates. This is for Jimmy G. John Horton on trumpet, Michael Blake on tenor saxophone, bassist Michael Formanek, drummer Billy Drummond, and the young pianist Sean Mason. He's the subject of our Young Bloods episode this hour. That was a blues by the late Frank Kimbrough called For Jimmy G. Now, let's hear another take on the blues, an original by Sean. He calls this one Boisterous Blues. Recorded at Dizzy's Club at Jazz and Lincoln Center, that was Boisterous Blues by pianist Sean Mason. His trio is rounded out by Butler Knowles on bass and Malcolm Charles on drums. More music on Jazz Night in America coming right around the corner, so don't go anywhere. I'm Christian McBride. I'm Christian McBride, and this is Jazz Night in America, back with our young blood this hour, Sean Mason. We've been listening to an early iteration of his piece that would become the Southern Suite. Feeling a bit nostalgic and reflective, Sean wrote the Southern Suite as a way for him to reminisce about his roots in North Carolina. Church chords and soulful vamps that sit in one place for a while. Sean's writing can feel like a porch rocking chair. There's momentum, but it sits there in that good feeling. New York jazz can be known for hitting you upside the head with fast-paced licks and flashy, ear-catching ideas, but these tunes ease you in on what Sean says is a uniquely Southern pace. It takes its time. It sits in itself. When you hear it, you'll know what we mean.
The whole thing is a celebration. Everything is a celebration to me. Even though I'm saying that in a straight face, and the music is a straight face piece. Like, I'm not smiling on stage, but I'm celebrating because it's fun. Life is fun.
Throughout his movements, Sean aims to convey two moods he associated with the South, celebration and reflection. But above all, he wants folks to walk away from his music with a sense of dance and melody. Sean's got a pretty deep way of conceptualizing what melody even is.
Yeah, melody is just the motion, you know, like what's happening in this space. If I'm in a desert, harmony is the sand, it's the cacti. And then melody is like the movement within that space, like the wind blowing the sand. Whatever animals are there, those animals are the melody.
Let that imagery guide you as we step back into Sean's music. Melody, harmony, groove, all of it. He calls this one Lavender. Thank you. That was Folly But Cue. Before that, Sean's Theme and Lavender, all written by Sean Mason, performed here by his trio featuring Butler Knowles on bass and Malcolm Charles on drums. This wraps our fourth installment of Jazz Night in America Presents Youngbloods. Next week, we close things out with a profile of our final Youngblood, alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins.
I think what happens in music generationally is you have the door openers and then you have the people who refine. I would go on a limb to say that we are the generation that is refining what generations before us opened the door for.
Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios, Jazz and Lincoln Center, and NPR Music. This episode was written and produced by Alex Arif, Trevor Smith, and Sarah Giletti. Assistant producers, Scout Opetit and Camilo Garzon. Consulting editor is Katie Simon. Episode mixed by Ron Scalzo. The Youngbloods theme was produced by Radar Ellis. Our team includes Nate Chenin and Saraya Muhammad, our project manager. The music was recorded by Rob McCumber. Keith Jenkins is the Vice President of Visuals and Strategy at NPR Music. Executive producers are Gabrielle Armand and Anya Grundman. I'm Christian McBride.